This is Nigeria Info 95.1. Welcome back to the show. There's more to talk about as we continue to look at some of the biggest stories as we have them for today. Uncertainty as timeline for Buhari's ascent lapses on Sunday. That's a headline that's related to the electoral bill as we have it now. Other stories of interest, you would also find how EFCC says it has uncovered additional $72.8 million in Fidelity accounts connected to DSNE. That is a story of interest as well. COVID-19, WHO calls for accelerated treaty in managing pandemics. All right, that is also in the news. You also find Nasarawa Group tackles Sule over appointment, alleges marginalization. And yes, also the new inflation numbers pretty much describe a different situation than what people would easily assert to you. Prices continue to soar as NBS says inflation dropped in November. That will also mix up a story. Hashtag North is bleeding. Protest. Federal government under attack as DSS police disperse and arrest demonstrators. Other stories. Lagos diplomat who owed filmed jumping into lagoon. Family searches for body. Cases rise. 107 inbound passengers test positive for COVID-19 in 1 week. National Assembly members fear and fault DSS over U-tide kidnap warning. That is also another story of interest that's getting a lot of people talking today as we continue to wade through some of them. Builders of collapsed Ikoyi building not certified. Drunken policeman arrested in Osun State. Gunmen kill lawmaker, abduct travelers in Kaduna State. CBNs, AFCs, NSIAs, 1 trillion naira for Lagos Ibadan and other road. That is also in the mix as well. Presidency knocks Obasanjo orders over attacks on Buhari. Thank you for listening. Well, let's get back to the conversation with you even now. Welcome back to the show.
Live on 95.1. With Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja, let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire. Crossfire on 95.1, Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Is Nigeria safer than it was in 2015? Well, there's been quite a number of people who have been talking about that today. So you do have citizens blast for the government over Nigeria safer than 2015 comments. All right, that makes up part of the conversation today. Let's get back to the phone lines and read and also take your calls and then read your messages as we go along. Thanks for joining in. Welcome to the show.
Hello, family. Good morning this morning.
Good morning. How are you today? What's your name, sir?
My name is Emmanuel Ochari. I'm willing from the city of Calabas.
Welcome to Morning Crossfire.
All right. Tell me, I heard that Lai Mohammed saying that if not for Buhari, the bandit would have had sovereignty now. I think what is remaining now for the bandit to have a sovereign state is the fact that they are waiting for their own national anthem.
How do you know that, my brother? Remember, this is the security issue. We have to be very careful how we speak. It's not just for the sake of the bandits or whosoever is involved, but for the sake of the country. You know, when you do say they're waiting for that, that is you preluding.
I think I understand your point. But the fact is that when they say some of these things, it's sensitive, it's too insulting to the sensibility of some Nigerians.
I agree with you, things are bad.
Yes, this thing has gone beyond mere statement. We need action. And instead of these people who work for them, they do not allow their work to go in vain. Let them give their voices again. Their voices are going down every day. Insecurity is a problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much as well. Okay. Keeping up with your thoughts, welcome to the show.
Good morning, MD.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yes. Thank you for your good work you are doing. I have been trying to call you to commend you for all the work you are doing.
Thank you, sir.
And God help us and bless you.
Amen, sir.
About Obasanjo saying that when PDP will come back and put economy in the way it's supposed to be, are they not the one who caused the problem? Eh? So, wait, I would always say that I said the failure cannot succeed failure. You see, Nigeria doesn't know where they are going. They don't even take, I had them, I mean, they are saying this, and I will just, and a boy, that what they, then we have to see, we are just doing zigzags in this country. We don't even know where to go. And this problem will continue. If God is not, I mean, if you know you go to God and pray, and we know what to do, this country cannot be like this. Anytime when we are saying, you should have us, we are in the same boat. Then we are beating ourselves here and there. Instead of it to create solution to what is happening in this country, but we are just opposition, political, all those things. It's not overwhere. It, you should really think. Thank you.
All right. Thank you as well for your time. Okay. Keeping up with all the calls. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Femi D. Emily.
Welcome.
My name is Abubakar. I'm calling you from Gwagwalada.
Welcome.
If a PDP was the cause of all this mess, but the current ruling party made promise that they will fix it, and they are unable to fix it. So they are failure too. And APC politically cannot be marketable by 2023. There is evidence of failure all over Nigeria. On insecurity, inflation indices, we have been pushing to the wall. We are not even ordinary push to the wall. Nigeria has been crushed to the wall. The failure all over. We have to say it, the lack strategy for development, the lack in leadership capacity to move Nigeria forward. So APC is totally failure. It's a total failure.
All right.
And God will intervene in this situation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's the assertion of Abubakar there. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Femidi.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning to Nigerians, those that are Western, including Mr. President. Femidi, can I hear that lawmakers here in Kaduna and some passengers adopted on the law?
Yeah. Yes, you're correct.
It's unfortunate. Where we have government of the day. All these passengers don't know that the road is danger. That would have taken another alternative. Hello? Hello, family.
Yes, I'm with you.
They would have taken another alternative. At least, let them join fight. Let them go to airport and buy their tickets for their flight. The road, as you know, is even if they don't have money, they go to villa. They should go to villa. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am.
So they should go to Villa and collect money from Mr. President.
Mm. All right.
Yes, they vote for him in 2015. That's what they're supposed to do. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much as well. Just to confirm this, that as we would have it, the Minister of Police Affairs yesterday announced that there's been an increase in terms of the amount of money, the new salary structure for Nigerian policemen by 20%, an increase by 20%. Minister of Police Affairs Nigeri Dingi Kiadi said this. He said this is, quote now, peculiar allowance, and it will take effect from January 2022. The Minister of Police Affairs added that the police duty toll allowance was equally reviewed upwards by 6%. Well, the council also approved 1.2 billion to offset uninsured benefits, as well as order another 1.2 billion for outstanding allowances. So by 20%, some of the police officers we know, or that you know around, will get an increase. How much is that increase compared to how much they do earn? That is where the new sense of argument comes out from, nearly as we have it for today. All right, well, let's keep up. There's a lot to share with you. Let me make an attempt to start sharing that with you as soon as we come back from the break this very morning. And yes, the government, not just the government, did confirm that there's levies being collected in this state. Stay with us. This is Morning Crossfire.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info. From your number one talk news and sports station, this is the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
Welcome back to the show. It's 7:32 a.m. Nigerian time. Are you with me? Oh, yes, I believe you are. New inflation figures are out. And yes, the market realities I don't know what I should say. They're in complete contradiction, a little bit of how reality is and how those figures explain things. According to these new numbers, it indicates that we've had a drop in inflation November compared to December. It didn't go higher. December looks fine. So far, so good. So we have it at 15.4% in November. And yes, 7 straight months now. It looks like the annual rate has dropped for the 7th straight month to 15.4% in November. That's how that is. But does that really follow through with what we have in the market? I wonder. And yes, it's believed that $72.8 million has been uncovered in a Fidelity Bank account, according to the EFCC, as it is connected to Alice Madukwe, Diezini, Alice Madukwe, and also the Federal Executive Council has confirmed that 20% salary increase for police officers is what they've been working on, and that will take effect from January 2022. Gender equality bill not going forward. Well, that's one situation that there is. And yes, the electoral bill, the days are counting down. The president assent is very important, but we're not getting it, and he's not putting it forward. Well, I'm not the star preempting what could that could be about, but here we are now. That is how that story builds up so far. Well, in Kaduna State, about 30 people were kidnapped and an assembly member killed just from yesterday. And that really is also providing another intense conversation. Meanwhile, the National Assembly members are concerned about the DSS narratives and warning that there could be kidnapping of high-profile members of the society, including lawmakers. And yes, they say, why say this? Why say the way you said it? Pretty much, that's how they've argued that out from yesterday. Many of you remember that I played what the DSS provided yesterday with regards to that, and that in itself is a situation to deal with as one continues to go forward. Different stories from different parts of the country are providing some very intense conversations for you all. And that's why this is Morning Crossfire. We've got room for it. We can debate it back and forth. The Nigerian Governors Forum did visit Sokoto State in order to commiserate with the governor there with regards to the kidnapping and killing that did occur in the state. On behalf of the Governors Forum, the Nigerian Governors Forum, the chairman, Kayode Fayemi, who is also the Ekiti State Governor, had this to say. Take a listen to him.
As concerned brothers, as fellow governors, who are also dealing with these issues across the length and breadth of this country, it is really to stand with His Excellency, the Governor, and with the people of Sokoto State in this trying moment, and to pray to Almighty Allah that a stop will be put to this unfortunate incident leading to the loss of lives of our people, and collectively as governors to continue to work in search of peace and harmony amongst our people, and to continue to focus on how to ensure that criminals are brought to book for the heinous crimes being committed against innocent Nigerians.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And of course, the governor of the state, Aminu Tambuwa, was on hand to receive them and was quite happy about the fact that they did visit. By the way, the Kaduna governor and Katsina governor were also visiting him in relation to the same issue as one would find at this time. Now, in Kaduna state, the new argument as we have it now is the fact that the NUT is accusing Subeb for coercing teachers to write competence tests in Kaduna state. Why is that a problem? I'm not too sure, but it looks like they really are upset about this. Take a listen to their argument about this.
Questions were at the public domain before the commencement of the test.
It is not a casual one. You will come, we will hire you.
Surprisingly, it has come to our notice that the exam questions were at the public domain before the commencement of the test. This further proves the illegality of the test and is against examination ethics. It also brought to our notice that indeed in the course of the struggle against the competency test, two of our members, a male and a female, were arrested and detained for several hours before their release. we would like to inform the general public that this singular act will not deter us from our position of no to competency test. Rather, it will stop our us to continue in the struggle as victory is sure.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Nigerian Union of Teachers in Kaduna State bringing some intense debate there. That, well, the examination you're about to conduct for the teachers, the questions were even in the open in the first place. So wait, if the questions are open, does that mean the teachers cheated or somebody just leaked the question? I wonder how that plays out at the end of the day. This has been on about the competency test in Kaduna State for some time. For those who don't know, it's a major, major issue and has brought us so much debate. Sacking of teachers, we're not sacked, we'll stay on. You never can imagine all the things that there are. All right, so gains of the council. There was a new council picked up yesterday. Forgive me, there's a lengthy name for it. Something Pebek, I can't even get myself around pronouncing it. But the vice president was in the picture with regards to the benefits and the gain of the council. Here's what he said just yesterday on why the Pebek 5th anniversary was important. It was a very interesting ceremony yesterday. I just followed through to watch it yesterday. So take a look. I mean, just listen to what he said about the gains of the council, the 5th anniversary, as they stay on. Things I like about our government, Nigerian government, is when we find a report that works for us, we're pleased to share and also to tell you who said it, how it was said, and how it was conducted. When those reports don't work our way, all right, we know what happens next. I'm just going to leave it open at that. Okay, so, but that was the vice president making you know how everything has gone in the last few years, 5 years or thereabout, around our economic improvements and all the circle and all the analysis and all the organizations that surveyed where we are even now and now where we've done so. Now, that's the reality as put forward from the government of things on ground. But some people say that reality is not an accurate depiction of the other side of the reality, which may be what the people have often talked about over and over again. Hold on for a moment. Let me share some of your WhatsApp messages even now. Let's read some of them together. Let's get to listen to what some other contributors have put forward there via the WhatsApp portal. Then in a short while from now, I'll play for you what Minister Lai Mohammed did say about what the Nigerian president has done and to defend the federal government thus far. You'll be interested to find out what this is. I'll play a portion of it before 8 o'clock and then we'll continue in the current affairs segment just to follow through with that very story. Okay, here we go. Andy writes in. He says, my vote and all my family will go to PDP any day. Your single vote will make no difference, Mr. APC. Well, that's the message from Andy there. Comrade Ofudu says, Dr. Nigerian Info Radio family, good morning. For Senate, we have sanctioned more borrowing by the federal government. government shows that the senators are in the same page with the federal government in mortgaging our future and those of our children and children and children. Why can't the Senate set the machinery in motion to drastically reduce the cost of governance by collapsing the 36 states and the FCT into 6 geopolitical zones, as the Kate Alex Ekweme suggested, and make legislation a part-time affair? Make laws that would give life imprisonment to those who loot our commonwealth. Make laws to compel the federal government to adopt self-reliant economic policies. Collapse the two chambers into one. That's according to Comrade Defudo, is of that opinion. Chuku is writing in this time. He says, good morning. Lai Mohammed's claim that insurgents would have taken over by now. He forgot that bandits were promoted. Chuku, calm down now. This is too much for me to read, okay? There's some messages you sent that I can't read, especially when it's inclined towards insults. We don't do well reading out insults. It's not in our style, okay? Shehu Enagi says, good morning, Nigeria Info. I think we need to come together and fight kidnapping and banditry. Security is everyone's concern. Why is our intelligence? What do we do? What we do is let's seek for prompt solution towards the challenges now. Shehu Enagi derided in. And then, good morning, Dr. Femdi. I disagree with Lai Mohammed that if not because of Buhari, bandits would have declared Islamic State in Nigeria. I don't blame him. May God bless Nigeria. And then Upata in Central Area says, Obaseki, who is PDP? Who is APC? Honestly, between bandits and most Nigerian politicians, I don't know the ones whose evil is less. Maybe we have to start praying that God saves us from the politicians first. Because with good and scrupulous politicians, other issues can be addressed. Okay, that's according to Upata in Central Area. Jude writes and he says, good morning, FMD. The National Assembly missed the target of passing next year's budget. They are waiting for the president to sign the Electoral Act before passing the budget. St. Jude from Gogolada did run the team. Emmanuel Future President says, sometimes I feel so bad within me when some people keep defending the government under this government. We have had several increases in the price of fuel and food items in this country. What have we enjoyed under Buhari? That's his question. Would you spoil your David speech of Lai Mohammed? We are not interested because we already know. It will not tell us the way things are. That's according to Joe from Kado. Good morning, World Class Dr. Femdi Amelin, Sheriff from Oyo State. Good morning, Sheriff. It's always a delight to read from you. Douglas from Suleja says, good morning, Femdi. Increasing police salary is not too important, but remove Nigerian police from pension scam. Okay? Iron Body Douglas from Suleja. Okay. That's an interesting point of view. Good morning. North is bleeding. This is a return to stand case for the North, Benue, Southern Kaduna, and other areas are getting little peace. You go on to write. Prosper from Abuja says, hello, FMD. Expecting anything good from APC is like whipping a dead horse. All right. Mr. Femdi, good morning. I'm happy to hear Mr. Abubakar from Gogolada. Thanks be to God, Apostle, and Apostle the Stephen from FM. Okay. All right, well, thanks for that. I have more messages. But let's venture into taking a listen to what the Minister of Information provided in his briefing. I'll play part of it now, and then we'll take some calls before we go for the break. And, of course, news updates will be at 8 as well. All right, so here's what the Minister of Information provided as his briefing, especially to critics of President Muhammadu Buhari. Take a listen to this.
Press conference. The polity has recently been awash with heightened commentary on the security situation in the country. The commentary has been triggered by genuine concerns in some circles and crass politicking or sheer absurdity in others. Since assuming office in 2015, President Muhammadu Buhari has continued to make the issue of security a major plank of his administration's policy. This is not a surprise. considering the fact that the fight against insecurity is one of the three priority areas of the APC-led federal government. Yes, the security situation has continued to pose a great challenge, but amidst the cacophony of voices, some genuinely concerned about the situation and others ready to exploit it for selfish ends, it is easy to forget where we are coming from. Today we only look at the current situation without wondering what would have been had this president not taken the bull by the horns as far as security is concerned. With the way the insurgents were going before this administration came into office, with the control of his vast swath of land, the size of Belgium, with their freewheeling attacks in almost a dozen states, including the Federal Capital Territory, which was hit at least 5 times, perhaps they could have achieved their aim of declaring an Islamic state in Nigeria if President Muhammadu Buhari had not acted decisively. After all, in 2014, Boko Haram declared a caliphate in Gaza after capturing Bama and Gamburu, as well as other towns and villages in Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa states. They installed their own emirs, collected taxes, and flew their flags before the military dislodged them. Yes, banditry and kidnapping have added to the state of insecurity. President Muhammadu Buhari has also continued to provide quality leadership in order to ensure that our security agencies decisively tackle the cankerworm of insecurity of any EU. No administration in Nigeria's recent history has provided the security agencies with the hardware needed to tackle insecurity as that of President Muhammadu Buhari, in addition to raising the morale of our security men and women. Only last week, Mr. President commissioned an armada of naval boats and ships in the latest efforts to enhance our nation's maritime security. The Army, the Air Force, and the police, among others, have also been receiving modern hardware to strengthen their arsenal.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Don't worry, I'll keep up with that and play another part of it for you to just to listen to. Let's go to the calls very quickly before the commercial comes up in 5 minutes. All right. Well, so your thoughts are welcome in. There you go. That's some of the stories that provided the lead for you for today. The numbers are 07-00-951-0000. That was Minister Lai Mohammed, by the way, helping us to understand the situation with regards to security and what the president has done so far. You make it feel different. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, my dear info.
Good morning, welcome.
I'm Mr. Chibike from Nyanya.
Okay, Mr. Chibike, you need to turn down the volume of your radio, please.
Oh, let me go outside. Okay, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Yes, yes, I can.
Okay. I listen to this, our information minister. There is something I discovered from him. He's highly gifted of lies.
He's highly gifted with what?
Of lies.
Well, it's his own perspective. You call it a lie, but that's his own perspective to how things are.
He's not in Nigeria. This man is speaking like he's not in this country. Insecurity. Did he listen what happened to Kaduna? Abuja to Kaduna Road yesterday. Everywhere, all over Nigeria, Niger cannot sleep and close their 2 eyes. In fact, I didn't see this man and even this present administration, the activities and Boko and this insurgent and Boko Haram, they are the same. Nigeria are dying
excuse me, my brother, please.
Come and blow life to
excuse me. The rules are very clear on Nigeria. Info. You can have your opinion, but don't put us in a very difficult position, okay? You cannot compare the government of the day with terrorists, I mean, as named terrorists as we have it. You may criticize them, but no abuses on the show. Don't do that, please. Don't do that. Do not accept that on our platform. Let's be very clear about that, okay? Good morning to you.
Morning. Femi D. It's Kingsley calling.
All right, Kingsley. Yes, let's hear from you.
How is work?
Our work is going on well. Thank you, Kingsley. Thanks for asking. It's a tough time, but we're here.
Protest in the north against insecurity. Having a protest in the north now, when it appears that things have gone out of hand and many lives lost already. If you go to southern part of Nigeria today, you will see several security agents flooded all over the places. Why in the north, where many families are crying every day, you place security, have lesser numbers of security agents. You cannot play politics with security. Almost all the heads of security agents are from the north. Yet the same north are not secured. Last year, there was an end-south protest against police brutality. Hello?
Yes, how about you, Kingsley? I'm listening.
Against police brutality and bad governance in Nigeria. But most of the states in the north did not participate in that protest for the reason best known to them. What goes up must come down. Now, the north, which we are reluctant to protest against the bad governance of this administration last year during the NSAS protest, have seen reasons to protest now.
Mm.
We cannot play politics with security.
All right.
Life first before security.
Okay. All right, my brother. Thank you. All right. Interesting point of view you do share with regards to this as well. Okay, so stay with me. In the current diverse segment, I'll play a little bit more of what you said, and then you get to analyze. And I still can't believe the level of contradiction that lies between what Nigerians see and what the government perceives to see about the situation on ground. I think that's my question of the day. Don't forget, come up with your question, the 2021 question of the day. I wonder what your thoughts would be about that. But based off information clearly stipulating things have improved in terms of insecurity, and he has his good reasons to believe so. Listen more for his justifications right here on Morning Crossfire as we go along this very day. There's more to come. Stay with us. This is Nigeria Info. Morning Crossfire continues with Femi Live in the 8 o'clock hour.
This is Nigeria Info.